Well, weather-wise, a quiet election day. I'll have the complete election day forecast in just a little bit. Dangerous and super Hurricane Eta. 150-mile-per-hour winds slamming into Nicaragua. Now, the problem with this storm, even though it will weaken once it gets on land, it'll be slow and it will meander in Central America for days, resulting in catastrophic flooding. This definitely will be one for the record books. What happens after that? Anyone's guess. The American model wants to bring it to South Texas. The Canadian model wants to bring it to Florida. The Euro model brings it into the Gulf 10 days out. So, not a clue. We'll continue to watch it. Well, it looks like things will be staying dry around here right through the weekend, so it is time for Election Day weather. It is going to be a super Tuesday as sun and low 50s will get our vote. The front runner is still a storm over the Canadian Maritimes resulting in wind. But after today, the weather platform consists of plenty of sun and temps headed into the 60s to near 70 by the end of the week. We're campaigning for this weekend to continue nice with mild weather and no rain. When you tally up the days this week, it certainly will be a winner, and I approve this message. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.